Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got an interesting podcast today. We're going to be talking about all about the upcoming Lost event that we're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go over some tips and travel ideas for those folks who are coming in for it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be good for everybody because these are some general tips that I think work for everybody.
Yep.
As we get through this podcast for Wednesday, January 27th, right? 2010. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
Or you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. And you can find us on Twitter and Aloha Bruce, Aloha Yaling, and Facebook.
That's right. Exactly. You can just go type in Hawaii Aloha Travel or you
Hawaii Vacation.
Mm-hmm. And you can also type in Hawaii Vacations. All those keywords will get you. You're actually Hawaii Vacations. I'm Hawaii Vacation.
Vacation?
Yeah, and then there's the whole, if you want to go as far as being a fan,
you can join the fan page.
That's Hawaii Aloha Travel. Forget it. Too complicated. But we're there. And we've got a lot to talk about today because if you've been following the podcast along, you know that, and anybody who's talked to me like in the last 3 days,
this is
all I'm talking about. I mean,
Lost thing. Lost.
Yeah. And if you ask me, you know, and the other thing is I have to give something away. I have to say, I have to tell the truth, right? If you ask me what I know about Lost, all I can tell you is that guy Jack was an alcoholic, okay? I know that. I know that he was a complete alcoholic in his previous life or something. I think that's what it was. That's about all. Now, I was doing some chat trivia questions and giving away free stuff, but I didn't do those questions.
Ooh.
But I'm starting to appreciate it, and I see the passion that people have. And I can tell you that I don't know if this show is like other shows' fans, but if this show is like fans of other shows, these are the nicest people I've talked to. I mean, really. I mean, everybody has been so nice. And, you know, a couple times I've kind of messed up, you know. I haven't, like, sent the stuff to people. And by the way, if you're a Lost person and you're with us and you have not gotten your voucher, then please get in touch with me right away. Or you can even come into live chat right now. And I will do the best I can to give you that information.
We are doing the Lost translation. Yeah, I'm lost. In a translation.
Yeah, we're doing a transmission. Is that what you mean? Or a transition? I need to get the right thing for chat here. Hold on, I put in the wrong address. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to go over some tips and ideas for you. And for those of you who have booked through us, we're going to go through the whole process on what's going to happen in the next couple of days. So let's start with that. Let's start with folks that are coming in from the East Coast. They're going to be doing connections, and then they're coming into Hawaii. Okay, now the first thing you got to remember is to verify your flights. Most of you are leaving tomorrow. Most people are coming in
tomorrow,
on the 27th. Well, most on the 28th. So on the 28th. So most of you are coming in tomorrow. If you're catching this podcast before you go, make sure that you call the airport or you contact the airline online before you come here, because there's times that we just don't get any last minute changes. So contact the airline and make sure that you find out if there's any last minute change that
maybe
you need to be aware of.
Maybe file number change, right. Sort of stuff, just a tiny thing.
Exactly. And you know, we also recommend that you don't print out boarding passes online.
Yes.
If you already did, so you did it. The reason for that is because the airline thinks you're physically at the airport. Technically, the minute you print out that boarding pass, you're really there at the airport. So we recommend not printing that because you're going to go to the gate anyway. You're going to go to the
counter and check in your luggage.
So it's not really that big of a time saver, but people are just loving to do that these days. So keep that in mind. So you'll hopefully everything will go smoothly. And most of you coming from the East Coast are going to be making connections. You're going to be making the connections into your hub cities. And
will be a nice weather everywhere.
And I'm pretty sure across the board, the ones that I've seen, there were people had enough time between connections, because, you know, if it's less than 40 minutes, technically the TSA shouldn't even be letting you connect on that plane. And I did have one like that. We had a guy flying in from, I believe it was New York, connecting in LA, and there was only a 23-minute layover. We had to reroute him.
Yeah.
I've had a couple people calling me saying that, you know, the weather is, you know, is concerning them on the East Coast because of sleet and stuff like that. You'd be surprised how planes just take off in this weather, you know? I mean, it happens a lot, and, you know, let's just play devil's advocate, okay? And I don't want to get anybody freaked out. You know, let's say something goes wrong. What do you do?
Oh.
Yeah. Most of the problems that are going to be handled during your flight travel are going to be handled on the ground at the airline ticket counter. So what we asked you to do is immediately go to the ticket counter and then call us on the phone. We'll start to figure out what alternative routes there are, and then we'll let you know. We'll kind of sort of be your advocate and help you in the situation. It's better to call us when things are happening, and then what we'll do is we'll let you know what flights are available. We'll tell you what to say when you get to the counter, but immediately get online. Because you know what? If your flight is having a connection problem, there's a lot of other people too. So the first thing is don't freak out and don't get upset, because it's, you know, there's things happen.
When you get upset,
it just makes it worse.
That will make it worse, because
it just make it worse.
Airline have more control than you.
Yeah.
I know. Customer, but for airline, just put you in the back.
Exactly. So just keep your head and just try and be as calm as possible and give us a call. We'll talk you through it. You know, it's like being on a bad acid trip or something. You know, we'll help talk you down, you know.
And help you during my time.
Yeah, exactly. So keep that in mind. Now, we're not anticipating any problems. We've been watching it pretty closely, so we don't think that there's going to be any problems, but there are. That's the basic procedure. You know.
Yep.
Now, let's say some of you have booked within the last 30 days and didn't have seat assignments.
Oh, no worry.
Don't worry about that. I know it's concerned you. You worry. I had somebody call me, not for this, but just recently, that thought they didn't have a seat because it wasn't sized. They thought they really didn't have a seat on the plane. because people don't fly a lot, you know. People don't fly a lot. They don't know. But 20% of the seats are held back, you know, before flight's taken. And within 30 days, sometimes we cannot assign seats. So it says assigned at check-in. So that means that when you get to the counter, you go in and you get your seats. And 90% of the time, honestly, they put you together with the person you're in, and you're going to be fine. They're ready for that. It may not be the perfect seats that you know wanted or thought you could get, whatever, but you'll get seats and you'll be fine and you'll be together. And remember the meal thing. Unless you have a long transpac flight, we have a few people coming in from Chicago, there won't be any meals unless you're on Hawaiian Airlines or Continental Airlines.
We will
prefer
you bring your own, so you know what you want to eat. Airline food.
Always pack that emergency thing, the emergency luggage thing is really important, especially a lot of you are coming in for only 3 days. And if your luggage did, God forbid, get lost, you would need that. Put in an extra change of clothes or whatever. So, luckily, you're coming to Hawaii, you don't need many clothes.
Bathing suit.
But like underwear?
Bathing suit.
I say underwear, I really mean it. Yeah.
Bathing
suit.
Put in
something. A bathing suit, and just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
The contingency. Are we off the air?
I have no idea.
Are we still on the air? Yeah, because I see that we...
Yeah. We should.
We should
be
okay. Yeah, we should be okay. Yeah, I see that recording.
Yeah.
So, you know, bring that little mini version, emergency kit, just in case. Put anything in that little emergency thing that you would think you would need if you were going to lose your luggage, you know, for that day. So keep all of this in mind when you're coming in here. And then for those of you who are coming in for the event, a lot of you have what we call a lay greeting and transfer. This is a wonderful thing, the lay greeting and transfer. So what will happen is when you get off of the airport, we've made arrangements for you to get a lay greeting. We've notified the lay greeting company and the transfer company. And when you get off the plane, you look for a sign that says Blue Sky Tours.
Oh, All About Hawaii.
Or All About Hawaii, depending on the wholesaler on your documents. And the reason it doesn't say Hawaii Aloha Travel, because we purchase, we have wholesale agreements with these big wholesalers, and they're the ones that provide the transportation. So look for All About Hawaii or Blue Sky Tours.
Yep.
And if you don't miss them and you miss them at the gate portion, they'll catch you in the luggage section. And again,
so when you come up, just slow down a little bit. Don't run too fast.
Right. Right. Yeah. Don't be in such a rush. You're going to get there. Just relax. The main thing is relax. And you'll notice almost immediately when you come to Hawaii, even Hawaii, you know, Oahu, where we are in Waikiki, is a very busy city. I mean, it's, you know, crazy busy. But it is more relaxed and people are a little laid back here. So keep that in mind. I need to log in again.
Okay.
Here.
No problem.
And so be looking for the leg greeter and be looking for the sign.
Yeah. We will find you.
Yeah, we'll find you. And then if, God forbid, if there's something goes wrong, look on your documents. And if you don't have this, call me, get in touch with me. We'll be happy to help you out.
Yep.
Look and see and make sure you have the number. There's a telephone number on there.
Yeah.
For the transfer company. You call them or you just call us. And the number here, if you don't know, is 1-800, the local number. Should we give them the local number? The 800 number. 800-843-8771, extension 22. Now, a lot of people have asked me how, so that pretty much covers it. And then you're going to get into the bus and they're going to take you to the hotel and then you'll check in at the hotel. Now, a lot of people have been asked how many people are coming. How many people? Well, we know that the Park Shore is completely sold out.
This weekend.
Yeah, and there's over 200 rooms there. Probably more, actually. How many rooms are there? Yeah. About 200 something rooms. Sold out. They had 4 rooms left. We had to get a couple of those rooms, by the way, because we had some last minute stragglers. And so that gives you an idea. Now, we didn't book it. A lot of people just went, and when they found out we were doing it there, they just went and booked on their own. I don't know why. Because our deals were as good or better than you could find online. But some people just don't want to work through a travel agency. That's fine. No problem. But we don't really, we know, that's what we know. That's what we know. Now, on Friday night, we're almost at capacity. We had a capacity of 100. When we did this, we didn't realize how many people would be coming. So we initially only capped the dinner at 80. I think originally we were only going to do like 40 people on the tour. I forget what it was. We were going to try for one small bus, or we had one bus.
Yeah. One bus at 55. Yeah, right, yeah. Now we have 2 buses.
Now we got 2 buses. Both are almost packed. We have about 7 seats left, I want to say. So that gives you an idea. So there's probably a couple hundreds of people at the hotel itself. And the people that were getting it on the Aha Aina dinner, there will be a capacity for the Aha Aina dinner.
Yep.
Now, here's what's happening at the Aha Aina dinner. We're going to have a registration desk that's going to open up at 5:30. You want to get to, it's the second floor.
Third floor.
To the pool level.
Yep.
And there's sort of a, it's going to be like the third floor, and you'll be by the elevators. A line will start to be created there.
Yeah.
And you bring with you the invoices that we sent you, which was just basically a piece of paper with a voucher on the bottom. But you're going to keep that one piece of paper for the entire event. So we'll look at it. We're going to probably punch a hole in it or draw a line. Or we'll have some sort of way of checking it off so that we know that it's legit. And make sure you hang on to that piece of paper.
Put it in the pocket.
And you'll be at the registration desk and we'll have your name. So that line will form, and then there'll be photos from 6 to 6:30 that you can take with
our time.
With Ryan and Jen and the Tahitian dancers.
Ooh.
Krista will be here. We cannot confirm that any celebrities are going to be there at this point.
Because
we just don't know, and we can't say.
Yeah.
And they have a contract, and I'm not saying that like they are going to be there either, because they just may not be any celebrities from the show there. Okay, but I know that they will be at the premiere event, so you will get some sort of at least look at these people, you know, at some point. So keep all of that in mind. We can't make promises that we just can't keep, obviously. So you want to keep that in mind. You know, I'm trying to tweet here, and I can't log into my
Twitter
account for some reason on my Ustream, and I want to try. If you guys could tweet it out, let me try here. So we can't promise that. So between 6 and 6.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, between 6 and 6:30, we're going to have the photo.
Right.
Then start an open seating in the buffet at 6:30.
Right.
So then everyone should be seating by 7:10.
Right.
Then we'll start have a show.
Yeah, I want to talk about that for a second.
Ooh.
I want to talk about how the seating is going to go, because it's basically first come, first serve seating. So make sure that if you're coming in and you're with other people, you let us know when you register and when we start to do the seating, so that we can make sure you're with whoever that you want to be with. Because there's a lot of people coming in from
anywhere
that are meeting each other here. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So we don't want you to be separated, you know? Now, for anybody who is not registered for the tour and a wait list, for anybody who just happens to be listening to this, or people that know other people that are coming who want to get in on the dinner, please tell them to come down. If we can get them in, we will, of course. Same for the brunch as well. I know the brunch is sold out, but we want to try to accommodate everybody. So come on down, and we'll try and get you in.
Don't quit.
No, because the restaurant, we'll talk about the brunch in a second. This is all, I want to get all of it out there. The Lost Tour. So what else? Go ahead.
Huh? What?
Yeah, so is that it? No. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a buffet. Do we have the menu again? We didn't bring the menu. It's going to be a great menu.
Oh.
Great menu of items. Sorry about this. Okay, so that's the check-in and seating process. And then by 7:10, everybody, like you said, is going to be seated. And then the next thing is the show. There's going to be a multimedia presentation put together by Ryan. And this is, I don't know exactly what's going to be in it, but it's a big surprise. So we're going to have a big screen there. And it's Techniques Hawaii is coming in to do it. And it'll be a beautiful presentation there. So you'll be able to watch it, and it's just going to be a big surprise. And Ryan put it together with some very, very interesting. He said some unique things about Lost.
Ooh.
You know, the Lost thing. There's then going to be a show. A Tahitian Aha Aina Hawaiian show that you're going to get to enjoy.
Ooh.
And then buffet. Eat and enjoy.
They work.
Yeah, there'll be drinks, not alcoholic drinks at this, but the juices and stuff to drink will be there.
I cannot wait for the, you know, the brunch too.
Right, and then the next day on. Any questions about that? That's pretty much it for that. I'm trying to think. I got to try and get this.
Because at the brunch, you're going to be having something. It's really cute. We saw a special drink that we create.
Oh, and yes. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. You don't think so?
Oh, they were amazing. So, in fact, I'm kind of bummed because we did a video and the sound messed up. So I couldn't do the video that I took. I couldn't edit it. It was just the sound was terrible. But on Saturday morning, there's going to be a great brunch. Oh, that's a good point. What time will it end? It's going to end at 9 p.m.
Yep.
The Aha Aina dinner will end at 9 p.m. And then you can do whatever you want. Call it a night. Go back up to the hotel. But there's plenty of stuff to do in Waikiki if you want to continue on. I'm sure there'll be after parties, and I guess
the show was Ryan, Jen.
They'll be there. They'll be staying at the hotel. We'll be at the hotel. I don't know if we'll be of any help to Lost people because we don't know the show, but we'll be there to give you advice and tell you where to go for the after party. Maybe we'll have an after party.
Oh yeah,
we'll probably do something. I'm pretty sure we're gonna do something.
Yeah.
So you know, hopefully you'll be able to get involved with that.
Oh, yeah.
There's already a Sheraton meetup at 8 to 10.
Damn.
Wow. Well, the thing doesn't
end
till 9.
Thank you for letting us know, Bunny.
Thing's not going to end to 9, so you might want to let those folks know. I think by it just depends on when people finish eating. So anytime after the show and then the buffet, people can leave after that.
Then we'll just...
Yeah.
Let's so go to Mita Bar. Oh, Rum Fire.
Yeah, Rum Fire. The problem is, it going to be a Rum Fire? Maybe there's going to, I'm hearing Bonnie is telling us that there's going to be something at the Rum Fire, or not? I mean,
no,
at the Sheridan after. So
Sheridan, which one? The Sheridan Waikiki Sheridan.
Yeah, which Sheridan? Is the Sheridan Waikiki, the Sheridan Princess Kaiolani?
Yeah, which one?
So
Rum Fire.
Rum Fire. There you go. Rum Fire. Beautiful. That's a good place. That's a good place. Okay, so that takes care of day one. Day two. At 11 a.m. is the Lost Transmission brunch. That will take place at Lulu's. We're just talking about that. I think I've tweeted already some of the great drinks that are going to be there. And it's really going to be a great time there. And you want to check out those drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those, you can pay for that separately. The menu is going to include some breakfast items and some lunch items because it's a brunch.
Brunch.
Duh. So there'll be...
The two will gotta
there's
be
eggs.
Good
I know that I got them to put on those special pancakes. There'll be some chicken fingers I know I saw on there. Or chicken wings. I'm not a foodie, so it's good food. I promise you it'll be good food. They're going to do a great job. And they really did a great job for the with those drinks. And I probably will be drinking a little, you know, at that thing. They look good.
Oh, yeah.
Some people are bringing the Dharma beer things to put on the Dharma beer. So it's going to be very cool. Okay, and we're going extra long on this podcast on purpose because we want to get this information out there. Then that will take place, I guess, that's going to go about an hour, hour and a half, 11 to 11:50. Now, now what's going to happen from there, really, that's going to be talked about at that brunch because that evening, on Saturday evening, is when the premiere is, right?
Yeah.
So people are talking about how they're going to strategize to get over there and get seats. By the way...
Yes.
As of today, they haven't set up anything.
Ugh.
Yeah. Nothing is set up at sunset. As of today, we were down there. Yeah, so I don't know what that means. But nothing, they have a boardwalk thing and everything and, you know, a VIP red carpet, right? Because it's like a big deal. So I'm not sure that'll be discussed at the brunch and you might want to get with other folks that are going to be there and figure out, like, maybe you can take turns waiting outside, but what you don't want to do is don't plan on sitting there for 6 hours.
God,
in
you're
the
gonna
sun.
Get burned.
Oh,
it's hot. Look at the sun outside.
Right, exactly. So be careful with that. And then, the event will take place. We think it would estimate around 6:30, 7 o'clock. They'll show the episode, and then the episode.
Da-da-da!
And then you'll see that and you'll be amazed, I'm sure. Everybody will be talking about that. And you guys will have a lot to talk about that night.
The whole night.
Yeah, and then on Sunday morning at 8:30, if you haven't gotten it all out of your system, you will be ready for it looks like it's going to be close to 8-hour tour. We originally thought it was 6.5 hours. It would be 8 hours.
Oh, my God.
8-hour tour.
Oh, beach chair? Yeah, I think so. There's a...
You can bring... Yeah. I don't know if you can rent beach chairs. I don't think you'll be able to
But not that time.
Yeah,
because I remember...
If you get early enough, maybe you can. But you may want to go buy, you know, some cheap beach chairs or something. Chairs would be a good idea. Having some place to sit rather than the sand. You know,
but something.
Yeah. So keep all of that in mind. You know, that really is going to be a free-for-all, and there's going to be a lot of people there for that. It's free. Anybody can go, and... It's been announced, and obviously a lot of people are going to be trying to get there for that event.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a lot of people. So here we are. It's Sunday morning. You get up. You might want to catch a quick breakfast. There's a couple of – you might even want to go to Lulu's in the morning for breakfast again.
Yeah.
Or you can go – there's a couple of good places. There's also a Starbucks if you just need something quick because the lunch for the – and this is the big announcement really is that we are offering a $10 lunch – Yeah, we just finalized it, and it's a great deal. A box lunch in a private area at Kuloa Ranch, which is it's going to be a Lost, where a lot of the Lost stuff takes place. So you'll get to eat there, private place they're putting aside for you guys, and so it's going to be a perfect scenario, $10 a person, and that's the no-host lunch. Everybody knew that it didn't include lunch, so we negotiated a $10 deal. So, fantastic. So, you want to bring your $10 with you, don't forget. And just to let you know, there will be a lunch. So, you don't need to eat. My point is, we're going to probably be out there by 11:30 or so. So if you don't eat a big, you don't need a big breakfast unless you really want one, because you will have the lunch around that time.
Yep.
I can't go over every single thing, but we'll be departing at 8:30.
Yeah.
First stop that we're going to be getting out at will be the convention center. There'll be drive-bys by the Alawai Canal, the Royal Garden Hotel. Convention center. We're going to do the Biodu Temple, which I just talked to them today. We'll be there at about 9:45, be getting out of there around 10:30. And then it's right out to Akula Ranch.
Yeah.
Where we'll do the Akula Ranch Visitor Center, where you'll be able to see some lost stuff. And then lunch. After that, we'll be headed out to Camp Erdman. That's the site of the Others Camp. I do know some stuff because I did take go to the Others Camp and the site of the wreckage, where the wreckage was. They don't have the fuselage there anymore, I understand. So you'll be able to see that. There'll be drive-bys by Police Beach, Mackey's Shrimp Truck, the Wailua Sugar Mill. You'll be going to Camp Erdman. And then it's heading back, basically. You'll be going by the Popeyes. Apparently, what is with the Popeyes? I don't know what the significance of the Popeyes is, but that's something with Lost. Uh-huh. I'm sorry you're having the sneezing. Yelling has been sick today.
I've got an allergy.
The allergy today. So we've got that, the Popeyes, then O'Toole's. Nuuanu Fort Street Mall. I didn't know O'Toole's was in the thing.
Wow.
The State Capitol, Punch Bowl in Baratania, the YMCA, wow. The U.S. Medical School, Kaka'ako Waterfront Park, Fisherman's Wharf, Koala Basin.
Wow.
And then going to Paradise Park.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be beautiful. So you guys are going to go all over there. Oh, okay, Hurley's or something. Yeah, Yelling is sneezing and everybody's saying, bless you. Sorry about this. This is an extra long podcast, a special show we're doing. We're not going to be able to do one on Friday because we're going to be busy. So this is a long show and I want to get it all out there so that people can tell other people to go watch this so they have the information. So that's the tour. That's basically the tour. We'll be back. So it leaves at 8:15. The plan is to be back by 4 p.m., 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I want to make a couple of notes for people who are locals. Now, a lot of people ask, what is the ratio from locals to people from the mainland? There's a lot more people from the mainland than that are coming on the tour locally.
But who cares?
There's,
you have about, do you know?
I think there's close to 20 people.
Everybody will have a... I know that.
But I think there's going to be about 20 people from here and the rest from on the tour part. Then there's people at the people that are going to different other events that are not going to everything else. So you'll get to meet some local folks here.
Oh,
and of course, we're your hosts too. Just think of us as your ambassadors of Aloha. Anything you need, anything you want, don't hesitate to ask us. We will do our absolute best to try and help you any possible way we can because we really appreciate that you have chosen us and you're using our company, and we want to make sure that you get the best possible service that you can. So please ask us. Don't be afraid to ask us anything, and we will definitely do the best we can. So that pretty much is the story. Some of you will be leaving the next morning, and it's the same scenario. You'll get picked up at the hotel and taken back. Now, by the way, that's another thing we should tell folks is that make sure you get your pickup arranged. And they usually do this with you when you're in. When you get picked up at the airport, they'll talk about your return.
And give you a piece of paper.
But remember to do that. Remember to discuss with the driver or give us a call. Again, if anything happens, just give us a call. 1-800-843-8771 for any questions or concerns as you get closer to it.
Yep.
That pretty much does it for the actual event.
Yep.
And some people are staying on a couple of days, but most people are leaving on Monday.
Yeah, most people are leaving
on Monday. So hopefully that helps you out. I hope that's going to give you a good overview of what you can expect. Remember that you can catch you can catch all of this on replay on Ustream and also here on our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. Also on iTunes, you can subscribe to our podcast, and if anything happens and we need to get stuff out, we just may do something with that. And I know Ryan's got that covered too. So if you do have any questions or anything, be looking to download the podcast, or you can just subscribe to it.
Yep.
And that would be probably a good idea to do. I think I've got it all in here. I'm sure I've missed some things, but I think that's mostly everything that I think we wanted to cover. Do we have anything else that we wanted to think of?
No.
I can't think of anything else that you guys need. You know, it's not really that complicated. So hopefully that helps you out. You guys are going to be here soon in paradise. Weather is holding out beautifully. By the way, if there's any kind of rain, we have a contingency plan for the Aha Aina dinner.
There'll be
a tent.
Worry.
Don't worry. We got it covered. There's a tent, a huge tent.
Bring a camera, sunblock, bedding suit.
Camera, a lot of sunblock, and just plan on having a great time.
Yeah, no.
So hopefully that helps you out. We'll be seeing you very soon.
Yep.
And I look forward to meeting each and every one of you. So
yep.
That'll wrap it up. Yeah, pray to the rain gods that there should be no rain, if there is such a thing.
I think Friday will be off.
I think it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Because we already had the lousy weather just the last
few
days. Yeah, it's gone. So it's good timing. So hopefully that helps you out. And we'll see you next time. We won't be doing another podcast until next Wednesday around this time.
Yep.
So we'll try
to do a lot, you know, the video.
Oh, yeah, we take lots of videos
pictures.
And everything. And we'll be covering it. We have our blogger, Cindy, is going to be covering the whole event.
Yay!
For those of your friends who might be missing it. So
that'll
wrap it up. We might even live stream this. Actually, that we were talking about
that
doing
that.
That
would be nice.
So maybe you can tell your friends there will be a live stream. If there is going to be a live stream, it'll probably be here. So hopefully we will see you soon. So that'll wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, Bruce. We'll say aloha and mahalo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't. Oh.